Is it time for a change? Do you want more than just a J-O-B job and looking for a career that you can be truly passionate about? Then you will certainly enjoy today's conversation with career counselor Lynn Berger. For the last 20 years, she's had her own private practice in New York City and is the external career coach for Yale University. Published nearly everywhere that someone can possibly be published, Lynn is a wealth of information, and we had a short but riveting conversation that will give you everything you need to know, the inside scoop on how to find a career that you love. So sit back and enjoy.
Hello, everyone. Today, I am extremely excited to have Lynn Berger on the show. She's a career counselor and coach specializing in helping people make the most of their lives and to feel fulfilled. In her current position, she counsels people on how to effectively transition jobs or careers, balance their roles and responsibilities, and understand all the choices before them. She has an impressive list of credentials that's far too long to list right now, but I'll put it all in the description for you. She's also a career counselor and executive coach in private practice in New York for the last 20 years. She's the external career coach for Yale University, and she's appeared on guest shows and television across the country and has been featured in publications like the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, Huffington Post, Business Week, Monster.com, and many more, and is also the author of the book, The Savvy Part-Time Professional, How to Land, Create, or Negotiate the Part-Time Job of Your Dreams, and she's taken time out of her very busy day to be with us here today. Thanks so much, Lynn.
Oh, thank you so much. This is going to be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Great. Now, that was a bit of a mouthful, so if you don't mind, in your own words, telling everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So as was mentioned, I'm a career counselor and coach, and how I can describe that is people come to a counselor when they're feeling uncertain what direction they want to go in, and I offer some career assistance and guidance through discussion as well as some testing and assessments to help give them focus based upon their interests, the skills they like to use, their values, and their personality style. So that's some people that feel they need some direction. Other people, it's more of like they know where they want to go, but they need assistance getting there.
So you're really just helping some people to find the path and then helping some others move right down that path to where they want to go. Now, do you have any favorite client testimonials or stories of some of those light bulb moments that you've had a chance to work with?
Well, when people ask that question, what comes to mind is when people accept what it is that they want to do and they take some action. And sometimes it's not in the immediate and people get discouraged, they can't take that action right now. But there are many people that make major changes from working in a structured organization to something more entrepreneurial and vice versa. And today, many people are picking up some extra work on the side to not only give them income, but allow them to use more some of their skills in a different way. So there's so many different ways this can work. It's not fair to limit it to one.
Yeah, there are a lot of options out there. And I love that one of the first things that you said is you help people find out all of that. Now, So how important is it when someone, say they go into a job interview, to really get to tell their story and shine the light that they are the prospect that should be chosen for that position?
Well, you want to get very clear on what I call your motivated skills, not only the skills you have, but the skills you like to use. Because many times people are doing work of skills, involving skills that they're good at, but those aren't necessarily the ones they like. So when you tell your story, you want to get clear on what those skills are. And those can be determined through looking at some satisfying experiences and accomplishments and what were the skills that were going on. And then when you tell your story, you base it upon those skills and come up with examples. Because I can say, a great surgeon, but I don't have anything to back that up, which I'm not. So everything you say, you want to have some examples and some confirmation. Yet when you tell your story, make sure you're drawing upon those motivated skills.
I love that. And that's, it's important to know that people have the facts and figures to back up what it is that they're saying. And it shows the interviewer that you've done your homework and you're prepared for that specific situation as well.
Absolutely.
Now, what would you say are the top three skills that are truly necessary to succeed in today's workplace?
Well, what comes to mind is flexibility. That is absolutely something that people need today because things are changing so fast. So you want to be able to let people see your ability to go with the flow and be flexible. The other is, you know, good communication skills. Actually, you know, what you're doing, trying to let people become aware of their skills and how important it is to communicate effectively. That's second. And third, I think, is an eagerness to always grow and learn and curiosity. People find that very attractive, and it's very important to recognize that you want to maintain that zest and enthusiasm.
I like it. Those are some fantastic skill sets to have. I want to go back just a second. I thought of something while you were speaking there, and we talked about telling your story. But what if someone, you know, how can they come up with that list of motivational skills if they're thinking, you know, I haven't done anything or I haven't really done anything magical? How can someone really do that self-assessment properly to come up with those positive skill sets that they want to exude?
Well, if you're working with a trusted counselor, there's some exercises I have that I utilize. And also, keep a running tab of what you're doing during the day and what you're enjoying. And what's when you feel you're kind of in that flow. And if you step backwards and look at that, you can determine a skill. So let's say today, the highlight of my day is speaking with you. I would say, okay, so what skills were I using? I was using communication skills. I was utilizing my background. I was drawing upon and hopefully inspiring others. So each thing you do, you can step back and look at what skills were there.
Right. It's important to remember that we're using all these skills every day. We just have to remember and take note of what we're actually doing.
Right. And most people take a lot of their skills for granted because we live in a world where people think about what they can't do rather than what they can do. And sometimes you have to step back and think about what you can do.
I think that you hit the nail on the head there, and people live with those blinders on and they're always striving for whatever is just out of reach, and they never stop to appreciate and are gratuitous for what they do have and they have accomplished.
Absolutely.
Now, I know one of the big things, especially when you're searching for a job, is tapping into that right network. And thankfully, that's something, you know, a counselor, a coach can make those connections for them. But what are some ways that people can get out and start to grow their own networks?
Well, there's something called professional associations, and every field has them. There's the Encyclopedia of Association, and you can go into the Encyclopedia of Associations and put in keywords. So like, for example, if you're interested in marketing, there's the American Marketing Association. You can find a local club or chapter. You can become involved and you could start meeting people, because many times people say, well, I don't know anyone, which of course is not true yet for most people. Yet you have to develop that. So develop in a way of you feeling comfortable, and it's professional shared interests.
That's exactly it. And I think people, they get nervous about meeting new people, but they can remember that there is that mutual connection. They're all there for their own expertise that they have. So starting a conversation based around that takes some of that anxiety away from going out and meeting new people.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the biggest job interview mistakes that you would say people make?
Well, what I spoke about not using examples and being specific, you need to use those examples of your motivated skills so that people can see what you can do rather than just describe the characteristics. Take it back to yourself, yes.
Gotcha. Now, I know that you've helped dozens and dozens and hundreds of people throughout your career and have been an inspiration to many, but who would you say is an inspiration to you?
Oh, I saw that question because I was thinking, you know, my children, because it's good to see the youth, like youth, and not one of them is not so young, yet to see the eagerness and how technology has lets them grow in most instances, and you begin to like appreciate the growth that people have and the potential they have. And also a lot of my clients, it's very interesting when you speak to people all day long and you get to hear different people's stories. So, you know, always seeing what people can do, and especially people that are younger and in a mode of growing, it could be very inspirational.
Gotcha. And do you have any favorite book recommendations?
Well, I wrote a book a few years ago. It's called The Savvy Part-Time Professional, How to Land, Create, or Negotiate the Part-Time Job of Your Dreams. I am in the process of updating it. Yet a lot of the concepts in the book, they say it's called a long shelf life. And it helps you understand the premise of what it takes to become a savvy part-time professional. And in today's market, even if you have a full-time situation, many people are taking on extra work to be able to not only make perhaps some more money, but expand themselves, learn new skills. So whether you're looking for a part-time flexible situation or you have something and you want to develop something else, it's a good way to start that.
Yeah, I think that's such an incredible that you wrote that book years ago, because this, you know, freelance economy and gig economy that's really been booming over the last few years, it's not expected to go anywhere but up.
Right. And
it's really going to be a skill set that I think a lot of professionals can use to look at of how they can take the skills that they know and have mastered and use that in another way, whether it is for extra income or helping others or using that in another positive way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so for busy people who are working, you know, their 9-to-5s, how would you say someone should go about attempting to find that part-time job if they wanted to, you know, add into what they're currently doing?
Well, when you look at yourself and you see what's being met at work, you know, perhaps you are meeting your security needs and structure, going to work every day, yet you have a creative talent and you haven't been able to exercise that, and you know, perhaps writing or whatever it is you like to do. Think about you know, trying to establish some experience in something that you've always wanted to do, and that could be a way to expand yourself and also learn about other fields.
Absolutely. Now, I know you mentioned that you were working on refreshing your book, but are there any other big projects that you're working on at the moment?
I think at this point, that is it. I've been doing some webinars lately that it's kind of a fun way to communicate with people.
Very nice. So for our viewers and everyone who's watching, if they wanted to find out more about you and your book, what's the best way that they can really do so and find out who you are?
Well, hopefully my website's helpful, lynnberger.com, lynnberger.com. And then with that, there's ways to get in touch with me.
Fantastic. And two more questions. One, if you could have a conversation with anyone, past, present, future, fact or fiction, who would that be? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. if I could have a conversation with anyone, I guess it would be someone older who can share the wisdom. That's something that people sometimes don't appreciate today. In a field, I would say a woman that has come a long way, and I would need to think about the specific person. Those are the characteristics.
Gotcha. And finally, is there anything that you wish I had asked or anything that you'd like to leave in terms of words of wisdom for everyone?
Well, it's, you know, it's a long day at work, and I think it's worth your while to step back and take somewhat maybe a yearly check as to how fulfilled you are, what's working for you, what's not. And it's called career and life planning. So maybe it's not everything needs to be jammed into the career. Maybe there's some other areas of your life you want to develop. And or perhaps it is the career. And as I said before, sometimes people make major shifts, such as, you know, totally changing their career. Sometimes it's more of a minor change, that maybe just the environment or some aspects of what they're doing. So it's, there's different ways to look at this. And to not be frightened of that, because there's a lot of fear also involved in making a change and what that would take. And that you can go through it step by step.
Very nice. Some great words of wisdom for everyone. And once again, I thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us. I'm going to put links to all of your bio, the book, your website, and everything in the description. So if anyone's looking to get in touch with you, they can absolutely do so. And I know you're a very busy woman, so we can let you get on with your day with all these people you're helping up there in New York City. But I thank you again.
Oh, thank you for reaching out. I think you have a great, what I was able to learn about you and your work. And as I said before, communication skills are key. And even for people that feel that they're not as confident with them, they can build upon them with practice.
Yep, they are a skill set that can and should be learned by everyone.
Yes.
Wonderful. Once again, I thank you for joining us. Everyone, that's Lynn Berger, career coach and executive counselor from New York City.
Thank you.
And that's all, folks. What'd you think? Let me know the favorite thing that you learned in the comments below. If you know someone looking for a career change, trying to make that pivot, or truly find a job that they absolutely love, go ahead and share this video with them. You know that sharing is caring. They will most certainly appreciate it. Below, I've included links to Lynn's website as well, so if there's anything you want to know more about her, or we touched on a certain topic you want to know more about, where's all the information? Right below in the description box. As always, click subscribe over there in the corner so that you never miss a video, because every Wednesday we've got more interviews just like this one from the experts themselves. So you don't have to take my word for it. Take it from the even bigger, better, more fancy, fabulous experts like Lynn. As always, check us out on the web, lifesecretsauce.com, where you can find out all about our brand new Millennial Magnetism course and discover how to unleash your inner awesome in only 10 minutes a day. Until next time, ciao for now.